Call 342-1400 or log on to KVOE.com for details.
KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is now 8:18. Some cloud cover right now, 72 degrees with partly sunny skies today and a high of 91. June continues to be busy for the Emporia Public Library after the worm races held yesterday. We're pleased to have with us Public Library Director Pauline Stachini to give us a sense of what's coming up here the next couple of weeks.
Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning. I'm glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you on. How did the worm races go from your perspective?
Well, I got to eat some ice cream, so I was good with it.
Didn't touch any worms, did you?
No, I try to keep away from that. That's not my thing. I am glad to let our community members be our esteemed judges. I will be the ice cream judge, which is always excellent and provided from one of our gracious sponsors, Freddy's.
Yeah, that was fun. My daughter had her first time, but my youngest did, and it was weird because she participated and she kept touching the worm and going, ew, and then, yeah, but I still want to see how she's doing. So we go from worms to music here. We got a fan favorite here for the kids' concerts today.
Yeah, at 12 o'clock we've got Jim Cosgrove, a.k.a. Mr. Stinky Feet, and hopefully this weather stays pretty mild till noon with no chance of rain is what I want to hear, and
time. That is what you'll hear. What is going to be taking place for those who haven't been to a kids' concert here in addition to the music today?
Sure. So kids' concerts are our weekly event that we hold on Wednesdays at noon in June, where we bring in a featured performer, typically a musician, and we'll set out chairs and rugs out in our courtyard as well as some canopies so that we have a little bit of a shield from the sun. We get to hear about an hour of fantastic music. The Friends of the Library are helping provide water. They're handing out some hand fans and, of course, encouraging everyone to become a member since they are our big sponsor for our kids' concerts.
Outstanding. Now, one of the things, too, that I wanted to highlight, and we talked about this here just a few days ago, is some of the other activities that are taking place at the library, including a partnership with Lyon County Extension?
Yes, the K-State, I think, Extension Office. They are doing our 4-H Fridays, which I have to say, last Friday, they brought in baby chicks. And though I didn't touch those either, those were at least cuter than the worms. They are providing a great program every Friday morning. Right now, they are deep in chick embryology, but I believe their next session will be on health, food, fitness, and fun. There we go. 3 F's. And they are coming on Fridays through July 14th. And you can register online or just give us a call and we'll take care of it for you.
Outstanding. Is there any cost to be with that, or is it just absolutely free and you just show up if you want to?
Absolutely free. Everything we do at the library is absolutely free to attend.
Outstanding. Well, before we wrap things up here, Pauline, one other thing that I wanted to give you a chance to talk about, you know, with the summer reading program into high gear, and there's always the focus is on the kids, but there's also special opportunities for adults to get involved as well.
Absolutely. We have tons of programs for adults, including our evening readers and page-turner book clubs, but don't forget this summer's Emporia Reads Together title, which is True Biz. And my adult librarian wanted to make sure that we gave everybody an early heads up that we're going to have a History of Kansas Music program on August 5th at 2 p.m.
Okay. Well, good. Pauline, anything else that you wanted to bring up here with us this morning about upcoming activities here, at least getting us into the middle of July?
You know, I think it's probably a good idea to remind folks that every other Tuesday morning we will be at the park. So Tuesday, June 27th, we'll be at Fremont Park with our Library on the Go with Bubbles, Music, Fun, and a Story. On July 11th, we'll be at Jones Park, and July 25th at Las Casitas. And I think Lori, our youth librarian, would be less than happy with me if I did not mention Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood Party on July 11th at 6:30.
Okay.
Sounds I did good. It. There I made her go. Happy.
All right. All right, in case people want more information about library activities, how do they get that?
They head to our website, they come visit us, they like us on Facebook, or heck, they can even give us a call.
EmporiaLibrary.org.
That's the place to go.
Get to that website. Pauline, thank you.
Thanks, Pauline.
Thank y'all. Have a good day.
Pauline Stachini joining us to close down our 8:05 newscast here today. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of the newsmaker slots or really our morning show interview slate, let us know at 620-342-1400. Speaking